A top prudential regulator has warned climate change pain is inevitable for Australian business, with the only questions facing the private sector being how much and when. Australian Prudential Regulation Authority executive Jeff Summerhayes says businesses that ignore the climate change risks could confront their own Kodak moment, a reference to the film giant that failed to foresee the rapid rise of the digital world and paid a heavy price. For more on those comments, the ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan has been following the rising exposure of corporate Australia to climate risk. Peter, just how significant are these comments from Jeff Summerhayes?
Well, Nick, these comments are pretty significant. Jeff Summerhayes has made similar comments before, but these ones are quite forceful, particularly when he uses the example of Kodak, the film giant that went close to going out of business in the 90s because it didn't really recognise the rise of the digital world. And he's using that as a comparison to other businesses, but also governments and individuals, that if you confront the issues now, if you take a bit of pain now, it's going to be a bit better than it might be if you leave it to linger.
So what are businesses here doing about the risk and avoiding their Kodak moment?
Nick, businesses in particular, those from the resources industry, have been under a lot of pressure to expose what's known as hidden assets, those assets hidden in the ground, coal, iron ore, oil, for example, so investors know exactly what they're investing in. And of course, that's important for anyone who has a superannuation fund. People are increasingly savvy and more interested in the potential risks from climate, and companies are now moving pretty quickly to put on the record what they're investing in. And just earlier this year, we saw the global mining giant Glencore, which has a massive coal interest in Australia, say they weren't going to be investing in new coal mines, but were going to be doing what they could to declare their potential exposures to fossil fuels.
And of course, it's not just the regulators expressing concerns, isn't it? Dr. Ken Henry, the outgoing National Australia Bank chairman, has said that businesses is moving rather than waiting for policy change from the government level.
Yes, Dr. Henry said earlier this week that business isn't waiting for any government policy or intervention to make big decisions on climate change because that doesn't appear to be really happening. And Dr. Henry has said that it's going to be inevitable that there could be a world of 100% renewables. It's further down the track, but companies need to be aware of that. But also, if you look at what central banks around the world are saying, Jeff Summerhayes, in his address in Singapore, said the warnings aren't coming from hipsters with beards or hemp shirts, but from people who are highly conservative, don't say things likely, including APRA and the likes of the Reserve Bank.
The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan there.